Sunday, December 18th, 2005. Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Peace be upon you. My name is Osama Abdallah, and I am the owner of www.answering-christianity.com. Tonight, I'd like to respond to Christian Prince's false points regarding Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, allowed the killing of innocent and unarmed men, women, and children in battlefields. Christian Prince had an audio debate with a Muslim named Nader Ahmed, who nicknamed himself as Monkeypox. I'd like to first post Christian Prince's points, and then I'll respond to them after that, inshallah, if Allah Almighty is willing. Here is Christian Prince's speech.
This is in front of you, Monkey, a hadith from Sahih Muslim, which you cannot ignore, and you cannot say it's a weak hadith. It says, this hadith number, 3281 from Sahih Muslim, the book of Al-Jihad, جواز قتل النساء, the possibility, and it's allowed to kill women and boys and little kid in في البيات, which mean in the war time. Okay, now take the mic and read it for me, or you ask any Muslim man in the room, or you read it in English, I don't care, you know, get it in English and read it for me, and I will show everyone that your prophet, he was doing and killing every kid in his way. And actually, your prophet, he do, two, you know, always he used to do two things. Either killing them, or, I don't care, in Arabic or English. This is Al-Madinah Munawwara University website. And don't any Arab guy, and let him read for us what the hadith is talking about. Or, don't you have the translation in English? Read it in English. Read the chapter name. The chapter name, it is allowed to kill, this is the name of the chapter. To allowed, it's allowed to kill women and boys fil bayat, in the war time. It's allowed. This is the chapter name. The book name is Al-Jihad, Sahih Muslim, hadith number 3281.
Do you know why he didn't want you to read it in the Arabic language, in the English language? You know what it said on top of that Sahih Muslim chapter? You know what it said? He said, because the hadith said, but they are from amongst them. Who are them? You see, it specifically says on top of that chapter, it says among those people who have been indirectly targeted, because we also have a clear hadith which says women and children cannot be targeted. We have many of them. There's no scholar in Islam who even Bin Laden agreed upon that. Did you know that? Okay, anyways, Mr. Christian Prince, we're going to end this debate on Surah 28. I mean, it's verse 28. You're going to show us how this is referring to all right-hand possessing is everything. The mic is yours, Christian Prince.
Okay, fine. Now, I want you to listen. This is Sahih Bukhari. Let us see how you can escape from this one. Sahih Bukhari, the book of Al-Jihad wa Sayr. Jihad. Ahlu dar yabituna fayusab al-wildan wal-zarari. Read for me in English. I don't care if you read it in English or in Arabic. What it says. Marra bin Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil-abwa. The guy he's talking about what the Prophet he told him. When they did attack the houses of the infidels. Fayusab min nisaihim wa zararihim. قال هم منهم. He's, you know, the guy he was saying, we are killing in, you know, in the war the women and the kids. What we do? He said, so what? وهم منهم. They are one of them. Kill them all. Read the hadith for me in the front of the room. Again, this is the link in Arabic. You can read it in English. And don't tell me I do not. I am not following the debate rules, because you have all the hadith in English. You can read it in your English language translation. The mic is yours. And by the way, you can read the the explanation of the hadith. The Prophet asked him, is it okay to kill the kids of the infidels? The Prophet, he said, قَالَ نَعَمْ. And I do challenge you to undot any Arab Muslim to read the hadith for me. The mic is yours.
Okay, before I get into the Islamic hadiths and the noble Quran that clearly prohibit killing of innocent civilians, I would like to first expose Christian Prince's hypocrisy by presenting for him verses from his Bible, from his corrupted Bible, where God Almighty supposedly ordered the mass killing of every single man, woman, and child after battles. Of course, I as a Muslim do not believe that the Bible is the pure word of God Almighty, and it's all corrupt. So I don't believe that this terrorism, which, and pedophilia also, by the way, which, because 3-year-old girls were raped by the Jews in the Old Testament, which I'm going to demonstrate that shortly. But I don't believe any of this is God Almighty's holy word. But I'd like to see the hypocrite Christian prince, and what's his say about all of this? Let us look at the Bible's Old Testament from the book of Numbers, chapter 31, verses 7, and then verses 17 through 18. They fought against Midian as the Lord commanded Moses, and killed every man. Now kill all the boys, and kill every woman who has slept with a man, but save for yourselves every girl who has never slept with a man. According to the Jewish Talmud, and according to the historical elaborations on the events that took place in the book of Numbers, chapter 31, verses 7 and verses 17 through 18, the book of Talmud says that the Jews had, I'm sorry to get graphic here, but the Jews had literally, the people of Moses had literally inserted their male genitals into girls, virgin girls, who were as young as 3. Let us look at a few quotes from the Talmud. This is from Sanhedrin number 7/55b. Come and take note, a girl 3 years and 1 day old is betrothed by intercourse. In other words, she was deflowered, sexually deflowered by a man, by a man's genital, through sexual intercourse. Also, let us look at Mishnah Nidda number 5/4. A girl 3 years and 1 day old is betrothed by intercourse. A girl 3 years old may be betrothed through an act of sexual intercourse. The words of R. Meir and sages say 3 years and 1 day old. Also, that Tanayetic Midrash Sifri in number 157 says a proselyte in the age of less than 3 years and 1 day is rendered fit to marry into the priesthood. Also, according to the Tanayet rabbis, in footnote number 86 and footnote number 653, Moses therefore had ordered the Israelites to kill all women older than 3 years and 1 day because they were suitable for having sexual relations. Also in the Bible, in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15 verses 2 through 4, all humans and animals were ordered to be executed. Let us look at the text. Thus said the Lord of hosts, I remember that which Amalek did to Israel, how he laid wait for him in the way when he came up from Egypt. Now go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have, and spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. And Saul gathered the people together and numbered them in Telaim, 200,000 footmen and 10,000 men of Judah. Notice, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. All infants, all babies were commanded to be executed, along with every single innocent civilian in this battle. Now, I want to ask this hypocrite Christian prince, what's his say about this terrorism and pedophilia in his Bible? Especially that the battles were already won, and the punishment yet, the terrorist punishment, the mass killing, the mass murder, was executed upon the civilians, including suckling and infants, in the Bible. So this wasn't during the battle, this was after the battle. The simple proof for this is that when the Jews were ordered to kill every non-virgin woman and girl, and to keep for themselves the virgin girls, including the three-year-old ones, you know, when they had sex with virgin girls who were as young as three. Also, let us look at the book of Psalm, chapter 137, verses 8 through 9. O daughter of Babylon, O destroyed one, O the happiness of him who repayeth to thee thy deed that thou hast done to us, O the happiness of him who doth seize and hath dashed thy sucklings on the rock, dashing the little children's heads on rocks. Also, let us look at how pregnant women in the Bible were literally ripped open. Let us look at chapter Hosea chapter 13 verse 16. The people of Samaria must bear the consequences of their guilt because they rebelled against their God. They will be killed by an invading army, their little ones dashed to death against the ground, their pregnant women ripped open by swords. Also in the Bible, little children were killed by bears, ferocious bears, because they were mocking Prophet Elijah. Let us look at the second book of Kings, chapter 2, verses 23 and 24. From there, Elisha went up to Bethel. As he was walking along the road, some youths came out of the town and jeered at him, "Go on up, you bald head," they said. "Go on up, you bald head." He turned around, looked at them, and called down a curse on them in the name of the Lord. Then two bears came out of the woods and mauled 42 of the youths. I have provided ample more verses from the Bible that clearly and irrefutably show and demonstrate pedophilia, terrorism, and mass murders by the thousands by the Bible's prophets themselves. So now the question to Christian Prince, the hypocrite, is that will he now disown his own Bible? Okay, now to the Islamic scriptures section. Okay, before I get into the hadith, that is sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, that Christian Prince and Nadir Ahmad talked about, and further clearly and indisputably prove that the Prophet of Islam prohibited killing of innocent civilians in general, I would like to first present some noble verses from the noble Quran, that is God Almighty's divine commands in Islam, that clearly command Muslims to not kill innocent civilians and to even be kind to the prisoners of war. Let us look at noble verse chapter 2 verse 190. Fight in the cause of God those who fight you, but do not transgress limits, for God love not transgressors. Also, Allah Almighty said in noble verse chapter 5 verse 32, on that account we ordained to the children of Israel that if anyone slew a person, unless it be for murder or for spreading mischief in the land, it would be as if he slew the whole people. And if anyone saved a life, it would be as if he saved the life of the whole people. Then although there came to them our apostles with clear signs, yet even after that, many of them continued to commit excesses in the land. Also, Allah Almighty said in noble verses, chapter 25, verses 68 through 69, those who invoke not with God any other God, nor slay such life as God has made sacred except for just cause, nor commit fornication, and any that does this not only meets punishment, but the penalty on the day of judgment will be doubled to him, and he will dwell therein in ignominy. So as we clearly see in these noble verses, Allah Almighty commanded the Muslims to not do injustice in the land, especially when it comes to executing the lives of people. Execution of innocent lives is strictly forbidden in the noble Quran, because God Almighty clearly said that he commanded the Muslims to not transgress, and second, he said that if anyone kills an innocent life, it is equivalent to killing all of the people in the community. And in the last noble verse that I mentioned, God Almighty promised double the punishment for those who commit several sins, in which one of them was killing unjustly an innocent life. Here are more noble verses that further command the Muslims to stand up for justice in the land. Let us look at noble verse chapter 4, verse 135. O ye who believe, stand out firmly for justice as witnesses to Allah, even against yourselves or your parents or your kin, and whether it be against rich or poor. For Allah can best protect both. Follow not the lusts of your hearts, lest ye swerve, and if ye distort justice or decline to do justice, verily Allah is well acquainted with all that ye do. Also, Allah Almighty said in Noble Verse chapter 5, verse 8, O ye who believe, stand out firmly for Allah as witnesses to fair dealing, and let not the hatred of others to you make you swerve to wrong and depart from justice. Be just, that is next to piety, and fear Allah, for Allah is well acquainted with all that you do. Also, Allah Almighty said in Noble Verse chapter 4, verse 112, but if anyone earns a fault or a sin and throws it on to one that is innocent, he carries on himself both a falsehood and a flagrant sin. Also, Allah Almighty said in Noble Verse chapter 16, verse 90, Allah commands justice, the doing of good, and liberality to kith and kin, and he forbids all shameful deeds and injustice and rebellion. He instructs you that you may receive admonition. Also, Allah Almighty said in Noble Verse 5, chapter 5, verse 2, help ye one another in righteousness and piety, but help ye not one another in sin and rancor. Fear Allah, for Allah is strict in punishment. So as we clearly see, justice in Islam is a big deal according to Allah Almighty in the Noble Quran. And justice includes everything, including not killing or not punishing or throwing a punishment on an innocent person. Justice in Islam is so great that God Almighty even commanded the Muslims to be kind and just to the captives of war, the prisoners of war. Allah Almighty said in Noble Verses, chapter 76, verses 7 through 9, they perform their vows, and they fear a day whose evil flies far and wide, and they feed for the love of Allah the indigent, the orphan, and the captive, saying, we feed you for the sake of Allah alone, no reward do we desire from you, nor thanks. Also, Allah Almighty said in Noble Verses, chapter 8, verses 70 through 71, O Prophet, say to those who are captives in your hands, if Allah find any good in your hearts, He will give you something better than what has been taken from you, and He will forgive you, for Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. But if they have treacherous designs against thee, O Messenger, they have already been in treason against Allah, and so has He given thee power over them, and Allah is He who has full knowledge and wisdom. So as we clearly see in all of the previous noble verses, Allah Almighty strictly forbidden Muslims from unjustly killing innocent civilians, and He promised them double the punishment for anyone who commits such a sin. Allah Almighty also forbidden the Muslims from doing injustice, and He commanded them to actually stand up for justice, even if it's against themselves, their parents, their children, and the rich or the poor. So what about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him? What did the Prophet of Islam say in his hadiths about innocent civilians? Let us look at Sahih Bukhari, Volume 5, Book 59, Narration Number 628. Narrated Salim's father, the Prophet sent Khalid bin Walid to the tribe of Jadima, and Khalid invited them to Islam, but they could not express themselves by saying Aslamna, which means we have embraced Islam, but they stated saying Sabana, which means we have come out of one religion to another. Khalid kept on killing some of them and taking some of them as captives, and gave every one of us his captive. When there came the day, then Khalid ordered that each man, i.e. Muslim soldier, should kill his captive. I said, by Allah, I will not kill my captive, and none of my companions will kill his captive. When we reached the Prophet, we mentioned to him the whole story. On that, the Prophet raised both his hands and said twice, O Allah, I am free and innocent from what Khalid has done. Also, let us look at Sahih Bukhari, Volume 4, Book 52, Narration Number 257. Narrated by Abdullah, during some of the ghazawat of the Prophet, that is the raids of the Prophet, a woman was found killed. Allah's Apostle disapproved the killing of women and children. Also in Sahih Bukhari, Volume 4, Book 52, Hadith Number 258, narrated by Ibn Umar, during some of the ghazawat of Allah's Apostle, a woman was found killed. So Allah's Apostle forbade the killing of women and children. Also, in Sahih Muslim, Book Number 19, Narration Number 4319, it is narrated on the authority of Abdullah that a woman was found killed in one of the battles fought by the Messenger of Allah. He then disapproved the killing of women and children. Also, in Sahih Muslim, Book 19, Hadith Number or Narration Number 4320, it is narrated by Ibn Umar that a woman was found killed in one of these battles. So the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, forbade the killing of women and children. Also, in Sunan Abu Dawud, Book Number 8, Narration Number 2663, narrated by Rabah Ibn Rabi, when we were with the Apostle of Allah, peace be upon him, on an expedition, he saw some people collected together over something and sent a man and said, see what are these people collected around. He then came and said, they are around a woman who has been killed. The Prophet said, this is not one with whom fighting should have taken place. Khalid bin Walid was in charge of the van, so he sent a man and said, tell Khalid not to kill a woman or a hired servant. So as we clearly see, the general view of the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and Allah Almighty's commands in the Noble Quran clearly forbid killing of civilians unjustly. Let us now look at the hadith where the Prophet, peace be upon him, gave exceptions for the probability or the possibility that men, that children and women could be killed in battles. Let us look at Sahih Bukhari, Volume 4, Book Number 52, Narration Number 256, narrated by As'ab bin Juthama. The Prophet passed by me at a place called Al-Abwa or Waddan, and was asked whether it was permissible to attack the pagan warriors at night with the probability of exposing their women and children to danger. The Prophet replied, they, i.e. women and children, are from them, the pagans. I also heard the Prophet saying, The institution of Hema is invalid, invalid except for Allah and His Apostle. Also, let us look at Sahih Muslim, book number 19, narration number 4321. It is reported on the authority of Sa'ab bin Jathama that the Prophet of Allah, peace be upon him, when asked about women and children of the polytheists being killed during the night raid, he said, "They are from them." What we clearly see here, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters in Islam, is that the Prophet, peace be upon him, in the light of the noble verses that I just mentioned previously and the hadiths of the Prophet that gave his general view about innocent lives in general, the Prophet, peace be upon him, did not prefer for men and women and children to be killed. But when there is an exception, when there is a night raid that must be carried out, then the matter becomes different, because in battle, in wartime, exceptions do happen and innocent civilians do get killed accidentally. And it was not in the Muslims' best interest for the Prophet, peace be upon him, to halt a raid just because some innocent women and children might have might get killed in the process. War is ugly, but war sometimes is very important, and people have to weigh out the good versus the bad, the positives versus the negatives, from the results and the outcome of the war. And in these exceptions, in the scenarios that we just heard in the narrations that I narrated, the Prophet, peace be upon him, saw at that time that the night raid must take place even if children and women were to be killed in the process accidentally. So as we clearly see, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters in Islam, Christian princes' absurd points regarding Islam allowing the killing of innocent civilians, whether they're women, men, or children, had been soundly debunked by the grace and mercy of Allah Almighty in this audio session. Thank you very much for listening, brothers and sisters in Islam, and ladies and gentlemen, and may Allah Almighty continue to bless you by leading you to the right path of Islam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah Almighty's peace, mercy, and blessings be upon you and also upon your families as well. Thank you.